Simply Done, the podcast network.
You got paid a huge amount of money. Are you crazy? It was little. Who tells you that? Sal?
No.
The guy who stole $500?
No.
Who told you that's a little bit of
money?
I'm
looking at what these other big actors
versus paid. Yeah, for a movie that makes $140 million, sure. They make a $10 million salary. Our movie made $0, dude. $0. It made $0. It made no money.
What is he complaining about now?
That he didn't get paid a lot for Windy City. He was
God.
It'll just take you a second. I'm going to switch these up.
When have you got paid that much money, okay? And you just turned down money that was a huge paycheck for you.
But,
yeah.
Look, I'm used to written contracts.
For what? For what? What, what have you been paid a written contract for? Tell me.
Windy City Heat.
What else? What else? You just said that didn't pay you anything. What else have you been?
Well, it paid me something.
What else have you been given a written contract for?
Look at what's on. Look at all.
What else have you been given a written contract for?
On the internet, I don't remember the movie names. I don't remember all the movie names.
But you've been given. You've been given a written. And what were you paid for? What were you? What money were you paid for? Who paid you money?
all the.
Who?
Oh, Jesus Christ! I can't remember the names of the companies. But all the films that I've worked on that are on the on my
Perry,
website.
Can I just tell you something honestly? And I really mean this. I'm not going to yell at you. I'm going to try to make you understand one thing real quick.
You're the worst person.
You are a terrible human being. We have taken something. You fuck up terribly to the point where anybody else would fire you, stupid ass. And you still want to argue? God, you're a dreadful human being.
Check. I still can't hear me.
Can
you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear it. You're fine. Just, I'm so tired of hearing that, Perry.
Dude, I just want to know where else he was paying
anybody. I want. What I want is everything in writing. Okay, I don't.
And then when we had a contract that you signed, you never followed it.
Right.
You never followed the contract that fucking Hank Greenberg set up for you.
And
you never followed it. So you got a contract. You got a contract, and you fucked up. Didn't Salvador also give you a contract?
How's that going?
Have we ever taken a dime from you?
No.
Have we ever given a dime to you?
You've given me a little bit of money.
More money
than you. Have you ever given us any money?
Yeah.
I'm doing a job.
You're doing a job. What are we doing?
You guys have great paychecks.
Right. So you know what? You be a little
money. What are you talking about?
I don't get that kind of money.
Yeah, right. So what? We don't fucking get paid. We don't get money to Sal either. We do different stuff, dude.
We work our ass off, man. We work our ass off. We learn to trade, and we're doing it.
Gave Jimmy the idea to have a band on his show. That's the only reason I get money from him, because he has to pay me.
Perry, I've told you this many times. Just sit there and be stupid. All you got to do is fucking show up. Just stop being a fucking asshole. You are just a dreadful human
being. When I come back after
your neck surgery, I don't know if I want to be around you anymore.
You'll want to be around.
Yeah, really? What do I get out of this, Perry? Do I get any money? Do I get a contract? What do I get, Perry? What does Mole get, Perry? What does Mole get?
Yeah, okay. He gets good pay from the other guy that he works for.
Okay, but
what are you talking about?
What does that matter? What does that have to do with this?
I am an independent contractor, okay?
So am I.
I go to wherever I can go to get jobs. I'm an independent contractor. I don't work for anybody except for myself. And you sit there and you fucking yell at me, and I didn't get nothing. When the fuck did you ever give anyone? Ever?
What have you done, Perry? What have you? Have you ever given us a fucking birthday gift, birthday greetings, anything? Do you do anything that's nice to us at all? Yet we got you in a movie, got you more fame than you've ever had in your fucking life.
Oh, come on, Perry. What are you talking about? This is what you asked for. You wanted to be famous. We got you into a movie. You didn't have to blow anybody. You didn't have to let someone suck you off. All you had to do was to be your stupid ass self and let us do the rest. I remember when I promised that I'd help you out after the movie came out because I thought it might be tough for you. But you made that literally impossible because you started listening to other fucking people who told you that you should put a restraining order on me. Then other people told you, oh, you should sue everybody. So you sued everybody that helped you get in the movie and made you more money than you made the previous 3 years of your fucking life. So that was it. After you tried suing everybody, that ruined any chance for a sequel, and I thought, okay, this is where I walk away. He hates me. I'm gone. But then your cousin print shop went out of business. You had no job. Then your mother died and you called me begging me for help. Well, I tried to help you, but I couldn't do enough. I tried to tell you ways to get some money, but you wouldn't listen to me. Everything wasn't good enough for you. You needed to have some kind of job where you were in show business or you didn't want to work at all. So Mole and I tried to help you all with that. We put together this podcast, and all we've heard is complaints. We spend our money like madmen to keep this thing going, and all you do is complain. I get no money. I get no money. Well, you know what, dumbass? Those $10 shoutouts, they all went towards you. You got money. You made gas money. You got food every week. Fuck you, man. You know, then after you complained enough, I finally said, Mary Jane, do you want the money? And Mary Jane, who works her ass off, who has actually skipped jobs to come here and help us out. Mary Jane, that was nice that I gave you money, right?
Yes.
And you were very nice to always help out. But you're just a bad person, Perry. You really are. And I'll tell you, I don't know what's going to happen. You know, after this show's over, I just don't know. You know, Mole, I know we're going to do something. What are we going to do on this best of show? What should we do?
Let's see the Mole play stuff. Is this the best of show opening?
It sure is. Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Don, the podcast network studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California. It's the Big Three Podcast, Best of Edition. I'm Don Barris.
I'm the best of Mole.
And this is the best of Scary Perry.
And there it is, the best of Scary Perry. Nothing. Well,
you're the best around.
Well, here's what's going on. Keep you down. We're doing a best of show today because, Perry, you're in the hospital right now after a neck surgery.
The best of times.
Let's find out how what happens and how.
I wonder if you'll live. I wonder if right now, as this is airing, I wonder if you'll be alive.
I'll come out.
You think so?
Yeah.
What exactly is happening?
They got to open up disc 4, 5, and 6 and put a
for the
sponge.
Second time.
No. They fused the deltoid vertebrae the first time. That's C2. I broke C2 in two places. When I was 16, I broke the back vertebrae, and then in 2009, I think, yeah, before
you
my
fell
mom
on
died,
your head.
I
in
fell
a
skateboard, my head
jumping,
in a skateboard
into
accident.
A, jumping into a pool showing
when
off
you're
to
in
some
the
girl 40s.
Yeah. And
how old were you?
48
when
yeah,
you did it.
I'm going to be 48.
Okay. Anyway, the point is you're in the hospital right now, so we're doing these best of shows. And today's an exciting one because on today's best of, what we're going to do is we're going to do the best of Mole Play.
Whoa.
That's right. Mole Play, one of the favorite things that we have here on the show. We're going to do nothing but Mole Plays today. Now, about 3 weeks ago, we changed the entire order of the Big Three podcast because now Mole Play is now
our closer, our headliner,
our closer. Exactly. So every week now we close with Mole Play. Now, what is a Mole Play that you remember the best?
I remember the, you know what? I remember all of them, but my favorite one, you know what my favorite one is?
No, I don't. That's
the next one.
That's funny. That's good.
Because listen, it's really spontaneous improvisation that's the key to the creative genius of the Mole Play players who are sitting in front of me. Put your hands together for the greatest improv troupe you can imagine. Dan and Scaremaster.
You know,
just week in and week out, just delivering and leaving it out there.
Thank you.
I got to tell you this. I think a lot is owed to you, Mole, because you come up and you cast
you
the show in a great
shit.
Well.
We really think far ahead on these things, and we really put them together. There's a lot of thought put into them. Whether it's Cookie Caramello on board and the Admiral who's going to make love to him in the poop deck, or if it's Big Buck and
that was a good one,
the plantation owner lady.
Well, what do you think? What is Perry? What are some of your favorite Mole
all
plays?
Of them. All of them.
Well, no, one specifically.
One specific one. The one where I really wigged out on you guys.
That's just about every week.
You kept trying to kiss Dan.
Yeah, we found out like during Mole Play. I think it's your chance to like get closer to me because it seems like A lot of homosexual
attention
comes from you.
I am not interested.
What do you mean you're not interested?
I'm a man that loves women.
You say that.
Whoa, women.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question.
What about my girlfriend, Terry? What about my girlfriend, Carrie?
When have you ever fucked her?
What about my Heidi?
Yeah, okay, I don't know what that means. Yeah, these are people that once
Linda?
In a great... well.
Linda
these are people that once in a great...
Yeah, Linda's gone, man.
Yeah, Linda went back home.
And where are they all? And where do I find you week in and week out? Where do I find you week in and week out? Not with Carrie or Terry or Linda. I find you on the couch next to Dan in the middle of mole play, always trying to sneak a kiss.
And do you know what's weird?
What?
Do you know what's really weird, Mole?
No,
when
Don.
When I look in his eyes, when
kiss,
I look
me,
in
kiss,
his
me,
eyes.
List,
all right, let me ask you
list.
A question, Perry. Perry, true or
what?
False? I have pretty eyes.
For a man, yes.
Say it.
I just did.
No, you didn't. You said yes. I have pretty eyes.
I said for a man, yes. You got blue eyes. Pretty blue eyes. I love blue eyes. My daughter's got blue eyes. I love my daughter's eyes.
Watch out, Danny's going to try to kiss you, dude.
See, I'm not going to try to kiss him.
He says that he wants nothing to do with me, but then it becomes this whole thing.
My daughter's eyes are
beautiful. People on the internet warn me. Perry's in love with you. Let him down easy.
Jennifer Corbin's beautiful blue eyes are gorgeous.
How's that soda?
I need to go to my car.
Why?
I got my coldies in my car.
How do you not have whatever you need in that fanny pack?
Sometimes there's some stuff that I don't keep in here.
Ooh, that's where the audience goes, ooh, like, whoa.
Should we put a sound effect in there
Yeah.
All right, let's do that again. Say that line again. We'll put the sound effect in there.
I said sometimes there's things that I don't keep in my pouch.
Wow.
It's in my car, in my truck.
I don't know if that worked.
Anyway,
so what are we going to start out with today? What's the first mole play that we're going to go to?
I think the first one we're going to hear is one where we check in on Scaremaster's grandfather, who was Al Capone's boyfriend.
Oh, I remember that. Do you remember that?
It was stupid.
Perry, do you remember that, Perry?
A little, kind of.
Well, remember.
All right, because
this mole play...
Let me explain this, if I may. Earlier in the show, Perry had kind of dropped a bombshell on us where he told us that his grandfather was the tailor for Al Capone, the big criminal, the mafia guy. And then we found out that your father was gay and that he was coming up.
My father is not my grandfather.
Oh, no, I'm not talking
gay.
About Cookie. It was your grandfather
nor
we're talking about.
Neither my father nor my grandfather were gay. They were both married.
They're men's men.
Exactly.
Men's
back
men.
In those
they're
days,
men among
being,
men.
Being gay,
being
was,
gay was different.
Was
they were
not,
just. They were still men's men.
Gay.
They were still seemed like
you
married.
Want to call it happy.
Right. They seemed. They were
all right.
Still married.
Back then they called it happy.
Right.
Yeah.
One was a tailor and one was a sailor.
All right. But right now we're talking about the tailor who had an affair with crime boss
Sorry.
Al Capone.
It's your turn.
Go ahead, Mo.
Well, one thing we learned about Mole Play was that when we introduced the board game through Perpetic Industries, it turned into a big disaster because a lot of the game pieces were made by a rogue group of criminal toy makers in Shangxiao province in China.
Oh.
And
in all fairness, if I can say something, Perry has always said that China is not the place to get things made. Don't you say that, Perry?
Yeah, but I still wear tennis shoes that are made out of China.
China tennis shoes must be really tough to run in, too. The game pieces, unfortunately, were poisonous, and they were shaped to look like pieces of candy.
Ooh.
So we had a lot of choking incidents. So I must say, all our mole plays are in no way associated with Mole Play, the board game, a division of Perpetic Industries.
Okay, there, we got that out of the way. Well, here it is, the best of the Big Three podcast, the best of Mole Play. And here it is. Perry's grandfather and Al Capone.
Mole Play!
Now, Mole, what are we going to do on today's Mole Play?
Well, originally I was thinking we should do a thing about Al Capone and Perry's grandpa. But I think there's a bigger issue at hand here because we've talked a lot about this and there's a lot of mystery and there's a lot of confusion about this.
Before you even say it, can we do both?
Well, we're going to see. We're going to see. Okay, there's been a lot of confusion about this next subject. So here's the scene. Scaremaster is going to observe to his Church of Jehovah Witnesses.
Okay.
Dan is the supreme elder of the church. Perry has brought a date, a girl he met on his comedy tour at a college. Mary Jane, would you be so kind as to play the college girl who Perry's bringing to the Church of the Jehovah's Witnesses?
So what you're saying is Mary Jane, who works for us and is a producer on the show, does all the camera work. She's going to play a role in it. Hello, Mary. Everybody say hello to Mary Jane.
Hey, Mary Jane.
Hey, Mary Jane.
Say hi, Mary Jane.
Hello.
Okay. We open on the front of the church. Scary Perry and his date from the college tour walk up to the front doors, and Perry explains the religion to his date.
Well.
She doesn't know what they're doing there. She's here to party.
Here to party? You don't party at the...
Ball play!
You don't party at the
ball
kingdom
play.
I'm going to smoke my joint now.
No, you're not. You don't smoke weed here.
Shut up, you're my bitch.
Hey, you don't...
You don't speak
you
to
don't
me that
smoke.
Way.
You don't
get
smoke.
Get on your hands and
you
knees
don't smoke
and lick
pot.
The floor like a dog.
Lick the floor like a dog?
You
I'll suck
your
toes.
Mouth.
I'll suck
don't
your
speak
toes,
to me
you
that
hoes.
Way.
They
you
walk into
foul
the church.
Piece of shit.
They walk into the church and take a seat.
It's hot. I'm going to take my shirt off.
Yeah, goodbye.
The elder of the church, Elder Barris, takes the lectern and begins his sermon.
Hello, people. How are we today? How much money have you made me? How much money have
oh
you made
God.
Me?
Never in the planet Earth does any witness...
Does anyone have any, drugs?
We don't talk like that. We don't bring up money factors. We
hey,
don't...
who's this girl you're with?
He's got money. Just check in that
what's
bag
your name?
Bag he has.
What's she points to his fanny pack.
My name is Mary Jane, and I'm a girl. Do you want to smoke some weed with me?
No, I'm leaving you here.
I can actually bring you back and give you some private lessons on how to be a Jehovah's Witness.
Huh?
Yeah, if you're sure
pretty.
We're talking about.
How old are you?
Scaremaster realizes he's got to hold on to his date.
Brother Scaremaster.
He turns on the charm and uses his best line.
What? What line?
Line that you would use to a woman.
Yeah, the line is, you're not smoking weed here.
Brother Scaremaster, I believe I am the one in charge. I am the one close to Jehovah.
Scary Perry realizes that the situation's getting out of hand. He's got to save his gal and tell Elder Barnes what's going down with the Jabbahos. Mopay.
Brother Caramello.
Caravello.
How are you, my son?
What's going on, Brother Barris?
What I'd like to do is this. I heard you during my sermon say some things that make me look kind of silly.
Yeah, you're very silly.
I'm silly?
Yes.
When's the last time you went door to door working for me?
Working for you?
How do you think
I'm not working
clothes?
For you?
Who are you working for?
Working for the oh boy.
Who are you working for? Who let me ask you this, Brother Scaremaster.
It's not you, look,
who are you working for?
We don't charge For sending out any of the magazines. There's no charge on it.
Brother Caramello, when you go to the
Caravello.
Door...
Caravello!
Where do you think that this money goes?
What money? We don't charge!
When you go to the doors, you don't collect money?
We don't
collect
money.
He was just
money.
On a big comedy tour. He's got lots of money.
And comedy tour is different than a...
He came and knocked on my sorority door, and he tried to have sex with all the girls there.
What?
Brother Caramello...
Caravello!
What you don't understand here is this.
Oh, my God!
What we do is this. We set this religion a few years ago.
A few years ago, yeah.
And we
right.
pull a scam over some of the dumber people in the world. What we do, do you really think that we worship dogs like I try to make people believe? Come on.
Oh, my God.
Open
he
your
likes
mind.
That. He's a dog, a pathetic dog.
Amen. And that was Moplay.
Moplay, Moplay, let's play Moplay. Mole play. Let's play mole play. Mole play.
You know, well, that was kind of a confusing one. And Perry, as an actor, was not.
Okay, just do Al Capone pays his grandpa.
All right.
Al Capone walks into Frank Giuliano's shop. Ding a ding a ding a ding.
Mr. Capone, come on over here.
Hey, I need me some. I need you to size me up so I can get you some to make me some more suits.
And he sizes them up.
Let me check your inseam, Mr. Capone. Ooh. Is that a gun?
Hey, don't touch me there.
Hey, that isn't a pistol. Is it? Ooh.
Get your hands off, you queer.
Ooh, I'm not queer. Is it bad to make you feel good, Mr. Capone?
I don't know, mamia.
Mr. Capone.
You touch me there one more time, I'm going to fucking break your fingers.
But I'll give you free suits.
They're not free suits.
All right.
I always pay you.
I'll put you
I always pay you money.
I'll put you in a movie with Christina Applegate and get you your side vouchers.
Jesus Christ.
Mr. Capone, let me touch you, please.
The fuck away.
My whole family is this way. I can't help myself. I like powerful
men.
I like powerful Italian men. Anybody in power, I can't. Let me touch that. Let me touch your hands.
Get your fucking hands off.
Let me just touch it.
You touch, I break.
Let me touch.
You touch, I break.
Perry's grandpa Frank starts sucking up Al Capone.
I break. Get the...
Hit me is all you want. I'm a Caravello. I'm a Caravello. I need cock.
You're a homo, you faggot.
I'm not a faggot. I just no good. Oh, I love your cock, Mr. Capone.
And that was mole play.
Mole play. Let's play mole play. Mole play. Let's play mole play. Mole play.
Wow, your grandfather really liked Al Capone.
Well, he did, and now we know the story.
One of the best-paying clients that he had.
Yeah, I bet he was.
Well, he got the best suits made. That's why.
Wow. That was a fun episode.
That
of
was
play.
Some mole play. Remember? Absolutely. Remember your grandfather,
did you like
Al
that?
Capone?
Did I like what? That mole play?
Yeah.
No.
How about the one about you when you're?
Wait a minute. Hold on. Before you get into that, why are you being such an asshole once again?
Because I have to. It's part of my job.
He's good.
One of my personal mole play favorites was when Andy Dick dropped by.
Yeah.
And he tried to get in my pants.
Yeah, he did. But he was acting. And if I remember correctly, you fought off a little bit, didn't you?
I fought off completely because I knew what he was trying to do, what he wanted and tried to do.
He was in the moment.
Yeah, but yeah. When you really think about it, Perry, I know that you're somewhat of a homophobic.
Somewhat. I'm 110% homophobic.
Well,
scared the shit out of those guys. Ever since I moved to California, those guys, day after I got here, they attacked me outside the Chinese theater.
Who did?
Oh, some gay guy grabbed my ass.
Attacked you.
Now, when Andy was in this scene.
You think it was a hate crime? A straight hate crime? A straight crime?
No, it was a gay guy trying to just grab some young kid's tight butt.
And that scared you? Why? It was just
because it's a guy that I don't know.
If you knew him, it would be different.
If it was a family member, it would have been different.
Now, you knew Andy Dick. Were you upset when Andy Dick was touching you during this next segment?
But Andy Dick tried to touch my crotch. I didn't like that.
Why? He's a big star.
I don't care how big of a star he is. I know what his intentions are, and I'm not letting him do any gay ass.
Let's do this. You know what we have here? From What the Huck, we always get the free meals. Let's open up a fortune cookie, see what our fortunes are.
Whoa, I don't like to dabble in witchcraft, but I like this.
What the Huck for the French and Thai cuisine.
That's what mine says, too. You know what's fun to do at the end of your thing? Say, on heroin.
Like, give me an example.
A shooting star tonight will bring you good luck tomorrow on heroin.
You know what mine says? A shooting star today. Night will bring you good luck tomorrow.
I have.
On heroin. What's your
say? If you go fishing, your catch will be plentiful on heroin.
See, it works every time.
Sure does. Well, anyway, here it is from Mole Play when Andy Dick was on.
Mole, what are we going to do on today's Mole Play?
Okay, today's Mole Play is a super special Mole Play because it's right before Perry gets his neck surgery, so he could die. If Perry dies, he's going to go to heaven. And if he goes to heaven, he's going to be at the pearly gates where he's going to meet God. Now, Perry's going to talk to God. Perry's going to play Perry. Dan's going to play God, who's going to find out why Perry thinks he should go to heaven. And Andy, you're going to play God's super smoking hot daughter, Lexi. Okay?
What?
And Perry can't help it. Here, check out Lexi.
What?
Ready? Okay. Go play.
Come in, my son. How are you?
I'm not feeling good.
Why?
My neck is broke.
Well, up here in heaven, there's no pain.
Everything will go away. Hi, I'm Lexi.
That's my daughter, Lexi.
All your pain goes away.
What do you think of her? Look at her breasts.
Interesting.
They're heavenly, as we like to say.
Very interesting.
You should taste her pussy.
You should taste my pussy. And in heaven, everybody gets to.
Would you like a little taste?
No, thank you.
Perry thinks about whether or not to taste God's daughter's pussy.
Go on. Give it a shot, my son.
He's the only one that said no to me. What? That's weird. Is he gay?
I don't
know. There's no gays in heaven.
Are you
gay? There's no gays allowed in heaven.
I know that.
He has to lick my pussy. That's it. Lexi, he's got the tongue of Satan.
Lexi shoves her crotch into Perry's face.
All right.
Get out of here.
Lexi.
He said it.
Just mole play. Shoves his crotch.
Ow, he's elbowing my balls.
No, it's your pussy.
Oh, ah, come on, lick it one more time.
Just put your tongue in there.
Shoves her crotch.
Lick her pussy.
You turn and look.
Turn and look at her pussy. Look at her pussy.
Screw it. You're going to hell.
And that is Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play.
Perry. This was an interesting Mole Play because this is when kind of the cookie caramello thing really exploded.
And you guys pissed me off.
Why?
Because I didn't like you guys talking about my dad that way.
But you did get a chance to set the record straight when we Mole Played and you guys were the Admiral and Cookie Caramello aboard the SS Poop Deck.
Right. What was wrong with that, Perry?
It just, you know, I just don't like involving my father in this type of stuff because he was not or is... or ever will be, or would have been, gay.
Or at least he didn't tell you that he was.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
There's a lot of things you don't know about your dad.
Did you ever tell your dad about Randy Callahan?
Yes.
What did he say?
Disgusting. That's my boy.
Disgusting.
Did he really say that?
Yes.
Did you tell your mother?
Yes.
What did she say?
Same thing.
She really?
Was disgusted with this guy, that this guy basically raped me.
Did they hand raped you?
Did they try to get
the
police?
He blew me, you faggot.
Right, but you hand raped him.
Isn't that funny?
I didn't hand rape
him. He called you a faggot, and yet we're talking about something that he did that was clearly that would be borderline gay. Jerking a guy off and letting
stop.
Him blow you. All right, but you
stop.
Called
stop.
You called
just
him a faggot.
Stop.
You
well,
called
yeah,
him
because
faggot.
You guys keep trying to get me to be a fucking gay.
And that's
and
isn't
I'm
about
not
that.
A gay
this
guy.
Not
why
about
do you
that.
Say that I'm trying to make you gay? Do you think that's what
you're
I
always
want?
Bringing up gay shit
no,
to
I'm
me.
No, I'm not.
This is not about you being gay, Scaremaster. This is about your father, Cookie Caramello, and the Admiral of the Navy.
Let me explain
SS
something
protector.
To you. My father, Sonny Caravello, never
Cookie.
Was gay.
Cookie Caramello.
As far
never
as you
is
know,
gay.
As far as you know.
Never will be gay.
As far as you know.
He was my father, my mother's husband, for 20-some-odd years before they split up.
Yeah, why do you think they split up?
We'll
because
find
of
out.
My, because of my mom becoming a Jehovah's Witness.
Do you think there's anything to do with your mother becoming a Jehovah's Witness and what happened on that ship? Well, let's find out what really happened with Cookie Caramello in Mole Play. Mole, what are we going to be doing on today's Mole Play?
Well, it's a big week in the military. This week, we climb aboard the SS Poop Deck, where we find...
Oh, my God.
What do you think's happening?
Oh, my fucking God.
We find Cookie Caramello aboard the SS Poop Deck. And the Admiral,
get
who's come down to tell him that Don't Ask, Don't Tell has been repealed. Dan, you will be Cookie Caramello, making some donuts and measuring them with your genitals.
Let me explain something to you. Change the fucking mole play, or I'm gonna sue the shit out of both of you.
What are you talking?
Wait a minute, I haven't said a word yet. Mole, don't leave. Don't leave.
Sit down and shut up.
Is this
up.
The end of the fucking
Change
show?
The fucking subject.
No, you sit down and you shut up, and you just mentioned Sue. We will do that, Mole Play. What am I?
He just
what
gave is up my... his third of the I know. Proceeds.
Third?
You just broke your contract again.
You broke your contract. You threatened a lawsuit.
I did?
Yes.
Yep. I thought I threatened to bring over Sue.
Oh.
You son of a bitch.
That's all right.
Two times today. All right, let's do that one.
Dan, you are Cookie Caramello, the best swabby cook in the business. You're making your world-famous cookies sexy donuts. Scaremaster, you're the Admiral who's come down to tell Cookie that Don't Ask, Don't Tell is repealed. And Cookie's really excited about it. Really excited. And he wants you to eat a donut to celebrate.
Wrong.
Ready, Mopay.
Ahoy. Hi, Admiral.
Yeah, ahoy, to you too.
Admiral delivers the news.
What news?
The Don't Ask, Don't Tell has been repealed.
Oh, the Don't Ask, Don't Tell repeals. Blah. Don't Ask, Don't Tell has been repealed.
What?
Yeah.
You mean people of the homosexuals can...
Yeah, you can suck my fucking cock like a homo again. That's right. You can go down on me because you're the...
Well, Admiral, I can't believe you would... Gonna offer you
yeah, you've been wanting to blow me like you always want to do, and that's about the way it is, especially on this piece of shit ship over here,
Admiral.
Where pussy's only on land, and we can't fucking get pussy over here. So since we can't get pussy over here, I gotta let you fuck. No, wrong. I'm not gonna fuck you in the ass, and I'm not gonna let you fuck me in the ass. I don't even know the fuck I'm saying. Oh,
Admiral, what are you saying?
Yeah, what are you saying?
I'm pissed. Leave me alone.
Just celebrate and have a couple donuts together. You take it to another level.
What are you talking about?
That's mole play.
I'm just gonna, you know how I am. I just said
mole play, mole play, let's play mole play. Mole play, mole play, let's play mole play.
He's really screwing with us today, this guy.
Mole play.
I don't get it. I really don't get it.
Yeah, neither do I.
One thing that I think is great about doing the mole play is that mole...
All the people that it helps?
Well, yes, but even beyond that is the way that your mind works. Like one time, I thought it was amazing. Perry came up with an idea of where he would like to put money if we made a second movie. And he gave us a big business deal. Do you remember where that was?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember what
he
wanted to open?
Do you remember what I wanted to do?
Artichoke Farms.
No, I don't think that was it.
I wanted to open up a restaurant.
What restaurant?
One of not more than one Hooters chain.
Right.
Oh, yeah, Hooters Reseda.
Well, we had a mole play
I
that kind of showed.
Northridge or Woodland Hills.
Why are you talking over me? Why are you talking over me?
Cut.
No, we don't cut. Just don't talk over me. When
Sorry
I'm in the middle
that.
Of talking, don't fucking go... We did a mole play that was great. Mole, you took something Perry said earlier in the show, his dream of owning a Hooters, then we recreated it.
And you played Cindy, the busty waitress who was getting sexually harassed by Scaremaster. And this was long before all of those Herman Cain allegations. And it really proves to be
sexually
very,
harassed
very
by me.
Timely and important mole play.
Why would I sexually harass my employees?
Well, you wanted to fire Cindy, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Let's not talk about
Cindy
it anymore.
Cindy wanted to make love.
Yeah, because she liked you. But there's a rule. We made a deal. If we got involved in a Hooters together, there was no hanky-panky with any of the waitresses.
There's no hanky-panky with any of the employees and any of the managers in any of the Hooter restaurants.
Well, let's see how it worked out with you and Cindy. Mole, what are we going to be doing on today's Mole Play?
Today, we travel through time to the year is 2012. The location, the Reseda Hooters. They're about to open their doors for their grand opening. But something's wrong. Cindy, the gorgeous head waitress, isn't anywhere to be found. She's, after looking everywhere for her and fearing the worst, they finally find her, alone and sad, in the ladies' room. She's sobbing, and the only person she wants to talk to is the Scaremaster. She's nervous to be the new head waitress of the Reseda Hooters, and only Scaremaster can calm her down, and he knows just how. Scaremaster, you're Scaremaster. Dan, you're Cindy, the hot new head waitress of the Reseda Hooters. Mopay!
What's the matter, Cindy?
Oh, there you are.
What's the problem?
I don't feel good.
Come here.
Oh, okay.
What's the problem, Cindy?
Well, look at me. When I was hired here, I was so proud to be part of the Hooters family, and I didn't want to fall in love because I know the rule that we're not supposed to have sex with the management.
Cindy.
What? What?
You'll lose your job.
I want you! I want to fuck you!
You're fired.
What?
Get out of here.
What?
You're fired.
What?
Bye.
But I'm the head waitress.
The Scaremaster knows he can't lose his head waitress on the opening day when every food critic in town will be there to check it out.
Oh, God.
Oh, okay. If you fire me, I'm going to walk out there in the middle of the press and tell everybody that you raped me.
Oh, God.
Scaremaster knows that he's over a barrel, and there's only one thing he could do.
Suck my toes.
Grab her toes.
Suck my toes.
He grabs her toes.
Suck my toes.
No toe sucking. No toe sucking.
You'll rape anybody there, son.
Is everything all right in there? Is everything all right in there? Said the security guard.
Nothing's going on. Let us go.
Stop it. Stop it.
No, you stop it.
Stop it.
Would you eat my pussy?
Scaremaster knows that if he does that, he'll keep his head waitress and he'll have the hottest Hooters in Reseda.
I think I could either ruin your business or make it.
Right.
Now start eating my pussy. Start eating my pussy.
Scaremaster does it and drives her crazy.
Oh. It feels real. Come on, keep it going. God, I really thought the smells of your Italian fucking grease baldness would really turn me off, but there's something intriguing about that odor that just smells like a fucking New Jersey swamp.
Cindy suddenly shoves her fingers up Scaremaster's asshole.
Get out of there.
No, I want to taste. I want to taste.
Scaremaster turns to her and says,
"Hey, you got the job."
Oh. And that was Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play!
Do you remember when Dominic Monaghan came to the new studio?
Oh, yeah.
Now, Dominic Monaghan did the triple play. He was with us on Ace Broadcasting. He was with us at Perry's apartment. Mm-hmm. And he was with us here in the new Secret Location Studios in West Hollywood, California.
Yeah.
Well, during that show, we came up with a real nice one. Do you remember what that one was?
Yeah. We had just heard Scaremaster audition for the role of Transgendo in the new X-Men movie, X-Men Second Class. But we... got wanted to see more of it, so we went to a mole play scene where Scaremaster played Transgendo and Dominic Monaghan was her date, X-Man Bolt, but then they had to face their arch nemesis, Candy Corn Man, played by Mr. Barnes.
Thank you, and I think I did a pretty damn good job.
Really good
job.
That's
a good memory, because I forget the names of those guys, but I remember doing the scene.
And you're going to remember it even better after you listen to this mole play.
Cool.
Now, Mole, what are we going to do on today's Mole Play?
I'll tell you. Today we got a very special Mole Play. I think like everybody out there listening today. Oh, it's the cops. We're going to get out of here. Quick, pack it up. Get the chicken. Get the pad thai.
It might be John Quincy Adams.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you're eating, too.
Holy shit.
So I guess you eat those later.
That is a lot of food from What the Hucks.
I think like all listeners out there, I'd like a little more of a taste of Transgendo and Bolt and see where those two are taking their night out in the town. So now we head back to Xavier School for Gifted Youngsters for the big spring dance where Transgendo and Bolt have come to have a big dance. But an evil guy, Candy Corn Man, wants to put an end to their dance party. We join them as Transgendo and Bolt are dancing at the spring dance. Now stand up and dance, Scaremaster.
Oh, she's a lady at this point.
This point, a lady. And Moplay.
Where's the music for me to dance to?
No, hold just on. Dance.
And make conversation about how you're going to make sex on them.
Come to me, my love.
Spin around a little bit. Let me see that. Please. Let me see your ass.
My double ass because of my pouch.
So just gyrate right around a little bit like a girl.
Hey, before you do that, is there any way that Dominic could just hold your fanny pack and get a picture with it?
No.
Just let him hold it. He's not going to go in the pockets.
I won't go in the pockets.
He won't go in the pockets. Promise. Let him just hold it.
Like it's like a trophy belt.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Here, let me just see it for 1 second. Mary Jane.
Because you guys are going to fuck with my fucking
pouch. I won't do anything with it. All I'll do is hold it.
And hand it back to me and don't fuck around, please.
Mary Jane.
I promise I will.
Thank you.
Hold it.
Hold this above your head.
No! Oh. Get the fuck!
For the picture. For the picture.
Yeah, just for the picture.
Open.
It's just for the picture.
Whoa! I'm gonna fucking kill you!
I'm not taking anything out of it.
Perry, talk into the mic.
Get the fuck out of my pouch!
He's not in your pouch. Perry, watch it. You're blocking a camera.
I'm gonna break everything in here.
You're blocking. You're not talking to the mic. Stop it. Go back to dancing.
Okay, hold me tight, baby.
Jesus
hold me tight.
Christ.
Seduce him a little, Perry. Come on.
Christ. Keep an eye on the doors. Mm. That's it, baby. Yeah.
Tits in your face?
Yeah. Let's have a look at those things. Make him morph. Morph them around into different shape boobs.
Shirt up a little bit. Show them.
Yeah. Pull your skirt up.
Show your tits. Lift your shirt up.
Nice. I'm not lifting this.
That's all right. No one's looking. Everyone else is just dancing with each other.
Well, what do we have here?
Enters Candy Corn Man.
Candy Corn Man.
Who's the hot lady?
Oh, I forget my name. Fuck.
Transgendo.
Hey, do you enjoy candy corn?
I prefer women, but...
Have some candy corn.
Fuck you.
Quick, Transgendo, run.
Have some candy
fuck
corn.
Fuck you.
Come on, hot Transgendo pretty lady, dance.
Fucking throw dance them at me hard.
No, I'm not. I want you to dance for me. Come on, baby.
She
dance.
Dances faster.
Fucking slut.
Come on, dinner,
Transgendo.
You're making a mess here of this place.
Just fucking dance. You dance, you fucking
dirty
bitch.
I'm not making a mess of this fucking studio, you piece of shit.
Bitch, you
mess him up, Transgendo.
Hey, he's making a mess of the studio.
Transgendo suddenly jumps on Candy Corn Man. Jump on him.
No, I don't want to break anything around here.
What are you doing? Ass fucking
hole. Asshole.
Get him, Transgendo.
Asshole.
Transgendo.
You have some nice titties. Look at those. You got some nice titties there.
Candy Corn Man squeezes Transgendo's breasts and lifts her shirt up. And they pinch each other.
Get him, Transgendo. Get him.
And that is Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play.
Hey, you know which mole play I like, Dan?
Which one was that?
I like the one where Scaremaster was Peter Pan and you were old man McFeely hands.
Yeah.
You remember that one?
Yeah, vaguely. Do you remember that, Perry?
Not at all.
Well, let's check it out.
Now, Mole, what will we be doing on today's mole play?
Today we're going way back in the past to the last Halloween that the Scaremaster celebrated. When he was still a little boy, out trick-or-treating with Cookie Caramello. But he got separated from Cookie, and he was dressed up in his little Peter Pan costume.
Let me say something to you.
Wait a second. He was walking around in his little Peter Pan costume, and he had lost sight of his papa, Cookie Caramello, when he walked up to the door of a darkened house for one last trick-or-treat, where old man McFeely hands lived. Dan, you're going to play old man McFeely hands. Scaremaster, you're a 5-year-old Scaremaster who's come for one last trick.
Before you say that, for the 5 years, when is the last time that you dressed up for Halloween? Do you remember?
I think he's right on the numbers.
Five?
Yeah.
Five.
And
five,
what did you Peter go Pan. As?
Peter Pan. He told us about this.
I don't remember.
It was whatever. Peter Pan. You went out with your dad. You told us about this years ago. Whatever. Last time you went trick-or-treating, you dressed as Peter Pan.
Now, would Cookie Caramello go out and dress
Cookie
up, too?
Cookie is not my father's name.
Cookie would sometimes make little anchor Chris. Cookies, anchor-shaped cookies for the kids in the neighborhood.
Really?
But then then people wouldn't eat them because they weren't wrapped. And then he got into a couple fist fights over it.
But does he dress up when he would take out little Perry?
He got into a fist fight with the neighbor across the street, and the two of them ended up in a heated embrace in the rain.
Wow. Anyway, okay, back to mole play.
Dan, you play the old man. Scaremaster, you play.
What is his name again? McFeely?
Yeah, old Mr. McFeely. And Scaremaster, you play a young Scaremaster in your Peter Pan costume. And mole play.
Well, what do we have here today? Oh, can you fly, little boy? You're adorable, a young Peter Pan. Mother, come here and see what's at the door.
What's your name?
It's a young Peter Pan.
Yeah.
Come here. Come on in, young Peter Pan. Come in. Sit by me. Let's take a picture. Mother, would you take a picture of this?
Okay.
Come here, Peter Pan. I believe you can fly. Come here.
Scaremaster sits on the couch next to Mr. McFeely.
My name is Mr. McFeely, but you can call me Anthony. Oh, you're such a strong little boy.
Hands off.
Mr. McFeely puts on some homemade VHS tapes.
Get your hand off of me.
Look at this. This one's scary. Mother, would you fast forward it to the good part?
She fast forwards it to the good part.
Okay, ready.
You're Cookie Caramello's little boy, aren't you?
Please, leave me alone.
You know, I know a little bit about Cookie. He was in the Navy, wasn't he?
He squeezes young Scaremaster's nipples.
He was a cook, I believe.
Poisoned! Get your fucking hands off of my shit.
Okay, what is going on? He's not doing anything.
Well, get to the point where you blow the guy.
Okay, lie down here. Just lie down. Everything's okay. Cookie said that it would be okay.
What the fuck are you guys trying to do?
Oh, you know what? I'm confusing stories. I get to the part where you give him a foot rub. Get to the part where you foot rape him.
Mr. McFeely has a very sore foot. Look at that. It's like a woman's foot. Where are you going, Perry?
I'm going back to where I belong.
And that was mole play.
Mole play, mole play, left play, mole play. Mole play, let's play.
You guys are going to poison me with that sugar shit.
Mole play.
Us guys. We never get a chance to really talk to Mary Jane on the show. And I'll tell you this, Mary Jane, you work your tail off. Not only are you beautiful and you bring such joy and such a friendly atmosphere with your beauty, but you work your living tail off. Am I right, Mole?
Totally.
Am I right,
yes,
Perry?
Yes, she does.
Well, you know what? If you had to name one mole play that you like more than any other mole play, why don't you introduce that one for us right now?
This next mole play is my favoriteest ever.
Hey, Mole, what are we going to do on today's mole
play? Okay, well, there's been a lot of talk about this, and it's a very touchy subject because, first and foremost, our thoughts go out to the victims and their families.
Oh, what are you talking about exactly?
I'm talking about the tragedy that happened in Pennsylvania.
Oh,
and not
yeah.
the minors. I'm talking about the other kids who were sexually molested by that terrible coach, Jerry Sandusky, Ohio. So here's where we go back to the locker room. Where Scaremaster...
I'm not no fucking faggot coach. I'm not doing no faggot acts.
Relax.
I'm not
all
whipping
right.
my
Relax.
Dick out.
Relax. Dan is Jerry Sandusky, Ohio. Yergi, you and Natasha are going to be Coach McQueary, who comes in, a young man, and sees them and reacts.
Okay, great. Natasha, you with me. We make character and play.
What's Perry going to be?
Perry, you are little Timmy, 10 years old, and Coach Sandusky is going to teach you how to shower correctly. Ready? Mole play.
Hey, little Timmy, come here.
Do I have to?
You don't have to
go
do
over
anything.
There, Scare Master. Go close to him.
Oh, God.
Would you like a new computer? Here's a new laptop, an Apple. It's a Mac.
And they begin to shower together. Coach Sandusky showering him and then giving him a bear hug. First soaping him up.
Well, pretty soon you're going to have some hair down in this area.
He soaps him up in his privacy area.
No, get your hands off.
No, didn't I give you a computer?
He's a young man. He can't keep up with the strength of a full-grown football coach.
Everything's okay.
Coach Sandusky offers him a part in the Christina Applegate movie. Hey.
Now, I got to tell you something. You know, I'm not only a coach, but I also book commercials.
Really?
And I've also booked a few movies.
Really?
Would you like to work in a commercial about Alvarado Hospital? And if you do that, and you play your cards right, I can get you in the latest Christina Applegate movie.
Young Timmy turns and embraces the coach and says, whatever.
Whatever, whatever.
Give me a kiss. Give me a kiss.
No.
Give me a kiss.
No.
Just play kiss. Just
No.
I know the way you want to do. You want to kiss me on the lips, and it's not going to happen.
Doing a scene.
I don't give a shit. I'm not kissing you on the lips.
Don't kiss me on the lips.
I'm not kissing you.
Just embrace him.
Fuck no.
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 In walk the McQueeries.
Oh, hey, I see you fucking that kid.
Fuck no.
No.
Give me a kiss.
Hey, how much for me to not tell I see you fucking that kid?
Fuck no.
Get her over here. She can fuck me now.
You're a 10-year-old kid.
10-year-old kid likes Mrs. McQueery.
What kind of sick fuck is that little kid?
Come here, little girl. Oh, she's a big girl. Look at that body on that big girl.
Fuck that kid in the ass again, mister. He's a fresh mouth.
Fuck
now. Pretend you saw nothing.
Give me that hot pussy over there.
Come on back in.
Give me that hot pussy over there.
Timmy and Coach Coach Sandusky, Ohio, kiss Pasley.
No.
Just kiss.
Give me a kiss.
Fuck now.
Get your lips away from me.
That's good, girl.
Give me a kiss.
Get your lips away from me.
And that's Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, left play, Mole Play. Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play!
Oh, that was funny. Do you remember when that happened, Perry?
No, but that's all right.
What do you mean that's all right?
I mean,
you don't remember any of that?
No, I don't remember any of that, but it's pretty funny.
Why is it funny? Tell me why it was
funny. What was your favorite part about it?
If you had to say one part was your favorite above every other thing in there, what would that have been?
Well, when Mole always puts you and me in the quirkiest situations ever, but the one where you just keep trying to get me to kiss you, it's just so sick.
Oh, God, of course
I try to make you kiss me.
Of course that's his favorite one.
You disgust me every time you cheat.
But that's what you remember. That's right what your brain goes to. Hey, there's so many great Mole Plays. How about just some really weird ones that we don't even remember, like this one?
Mole, what are we going to be doing on Mole Play today?
There's so many things to think about today. There's Perry being on the bottom of the deck upstairs on the roof with that guy. But I'm not going there,
Scaremaster. Wait, before, another little thing that we didn't even talk about, because the fans on Facebook, they've been going crazy about Perry's love of women's feet.
Well, maybe that'll come into play.
Can I bring that? Oh, I should have brought up Carol, too.
Well, Carol.
Heather and Carol.
Really kind of derailing.
You know Heather from downstairs.
Yeah, Heather. But we're going to set the scene right now.
Let me hear this real quick. Just go. Let him.
Okay, go ahead. What happened?
All right.
What happened?
You know what happened that day when I was all over Heather's feet downstairs.
Yeah, like for some reason, a person that you met on the very first day, you felt comfortable enough to start grabbing her toes, saying this little piggy, and you said you would like to suck them, and you invited her to dinner. Yes, we know the whole story.
Okay. Her Aunt Carol, who's another hot babe, and actually it was kind of a way of getting Aunt Carol into the palm of my hand.
How's that?
Well, because when you've got two girls that you kind of got the eyes for, right, and you're not sure which one is going to grab for you, but you do want
both
the
of
one
them.
That, right, you do want them. I definitely want both of them. But if one's going to not.
You wanted Annie Carroll more?
That's a 50-50 shot. because, you know, it all depends on which one would prefer being with me or not. But her Auntie Carol is another hot piece of ass, and I'll...
Have you talked to her at all?
She emailed me on Facebook telling me to leave my niece Heather alone, and that she's got the hots for me and that she's always loved me and this, that, and the other thing.
That is so sweet.
So I says, well, how
did... Great icebreaker.
And I kind of said to her, I go, well, how the hell do you think I want you? I go, this is the best way of wanting you. By going after your niece and then really getting you to fall in love with me even better.
Whoa, what a great strategy.
So
you really are a ladies' man.
No,
Eric, you're a little early. I don't know if anyway, why don't we start that? We'll kind of tell you when. I'll give you the cue. All right.
Shall I set the scene?
Yeah, absolutely. Why don't you set the scene now?
Okay. This month is a tough month for America. Last week, we did our special 10th anniversary 9/11 show, if you guys remember. But this weekend, we are taping this show on an even, maybe even almost as bad day, which was September 17th, which, you know, Perry knows what a terrible day in American history that was.
Why don't you explain it was, Perry?
I don't remember what happened on
September 17th. Explain what it was, Perry.
I don't know what
September
17th? Yeah, what happened on
1862?
I don't know what happened in 1862. I wasn't around back then.
Battle of Antietam.
Come on, man.
Who's Antietam?
Oh,
McClellan stopped Lee's forces.
Jesus
in
Christ.
In Sharpsburg. It was the bloodiest day in American history, over 23,000 casualties in one day.
And kind of what...
Where is this?
And what really kind of set the standard for the way we live life today, presently.
So I'm taking us way back to the Civil War.
Okay.
Oh, that's what it is.
The last days of the Civil War, where we head to a southern plantation, a shell of its former self, the once majestic Chantilly Plantation. Now the only person who lives there is the beautiful Belle Fauntleroy. No farmhands are still there except for one last guy, Big Buck, the last big, still slave, giant black dude. Belle Fauntleroy has always loved Buck, but couldn't tell him because society wouldn't permit it. And Buck always loved Belle Fauntleroy. So the Civil War is winding down, and they know that they could finally be together. And Belle Fauntleroy makes her world-famous lemon cake and brings it down to the field for Buck, who's hungry. And they can hear the troops starting to come, and they know they only have a little time left. And Buck really wants to suck on Belle's toes, and he wants the lemon cake. What's going to happen? Dan, you're Belle Fauntleroy, the beautiful Southern lady. And Perry, you're Big Buck, who loves that Southern Belle. Mole play!
I do declare, Big Buck, could you come by me for a moment, please?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? What the fuck are you
doing?
I
don't know.
What are you doing?
I don't know.
Perry.
I guess mole play, right?
You're Big Buck.
I know.
Big Buck. You're a black guy. So,
say, baby, what you be talking about?
You're a big, strong guy. You're like 7 feet tall.
Yeah.
Okay, let me do this again. We'll start again.
Mole play.
Well, I do declare, Big Buck, could you come here for a moment, please?
Hold on. Hold the phone there, kid. Yeah.
What is a phone?
That's something Alexander Graham Bell just invented a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Bell brings the cake over to Big Buck and starts feeding it to him.
No, thank you.
I made a little cake for you. It's lemon. Do you like lemon?
Yeah, sometimes.
Would you like a little bite?
I'll take a little bite, not a lot, though.
Oh, my goodness. Buck,
one bite will be fine.
Buck, your arms are so strong.
My right arm is a little dead, though, right now, you know?
What is that
for? I kind of hurt myself.
From all your hard work?
Yeah,
Buck?
Masturbating, you know? Gonna hurt myself masturbating.
You are just silly as one of the big field hands out here.
Yeah.
Buck leans in to taste the cake. Eat the cake, Buck.
Just one piece.
Okay.
Not a fucking...
Just hair.
No.
Just have a bite.
I'm not having a bite that fucking huge.
I can eat this.
That because you got a mouth that will take that.
Come on, Big Buck. You're 7 feet tall. Belle shows Buck how to do it.
Then dude.
Buck likes Belle's style.
You're getting yourself dirty, too.
Oh, I do declare this is good cake.
I'm not
Buck
eating.
Knows. Buck knows he
I'm
can
not
have
eating a, huge slice. No, well,
have as much
way.
As you can.
No fucking way.
Just have a bite then,
not
man.
A small bite, not fine. A big fucking massive bite.
Let me just put this in your mouth, Big Buck. Come
big
here.
Buck reaches over, come opens over. His mouth.
It's all, come here, open your mouth.
That's big. All a bunch of stuff.
Big Buck,
just open
I
your
don't
mouth,
put it
Big
in
Buck.
Your hand, Big Buck. Oh, Big Buck, I do declare that got all over your fanny pack. Oh, Big
bunch
Buck.
Bunch of stuffing and shit.
How's it taste?
I don't like it.
Big Buck loves it.
I don't like it at all.
Would you like to come back to the
no.
plantation, Big Buck?
Sorry.
Would you like to check out Belle's toes, said Belle to Big
no,
Buck?
No, thank you.
Look at my toes. I do.
Sorry.
Would you like to have some cake off my toes, Buck?
Belle puts some lemon cake on her toes and puts it...
Fuck you! Fuck
Perry,
you!
Perry, this is just for the shot.
It's mole play,
just
dude.
Take the shot. It's mole play. Come on.
No, goddammit, I can't eat the fucking frosting. Get me regular cake.
Okay, just
frosting is fucking bad
well,
for
get
me.
Get rid of the frosting. How about frosting. Just the cake part?
Yeah.
Right, just okay. The cake part. Belle takes just the cake part.
Puts and all I can have is one bite.
That's all you
or else
have.
I can. Or else I'll get the shit.
Oh, I do.
Big Buck eats the cake.
How
out
do
of
they
Belle's
just, have
feet.
The, just have the rest? Just have the yuck. Rest. Just have the rest. Just eat the.
No, yuck. I don't want it.
Oh, you put my foot in your mouth.
That's all.
And that was Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play!
That was a good one. And those were the best of Mole Play.
Right now, Perry, you're in the hospital.
Yeah.
Do you think you made it?
Yep.
Okay, well, listen. I wish you nothing but the best in there, and I hope thanks. You come back stronger than ever, and I hope when you come back you stop complaining about your fucking arm constantly.
Well, it should be fixed by then.
So for me, Don Barris, you can look me up on Facebook at Don Barris. Perry, you are on...
Perry Caravello.
That's Perry K... F. Right, Perry F. Caravello. K-A-R...
C-A-R-A. B as in Victor Caravello.
Walter Molinsky, yeah. An American hero, Tim Perpetic, don't forget Mary Jane Green. So for the best of the Big Three podcast, we are the
Big Three.
See you next time.